You know that feeling, staring at ad results, trying to crack the code on what actually works while maybe your competitors seem miles ahead. It's a common struggle, especially if you don't have huge resources. So today we're doing a deep dive into something new called Best Ever. It's an AI platform aiming to, well, change that whole game for digital ads. Our mission, really, is to give you a shortcut to being properly well-informed about this tool. So let's jump in. What's this platform trying to solve in this, let's face it, pretty complex world of online advertising?
Well, what Best Ever is really going after is that that fragmented workflow that marketers often just get stuck with.
Right.
Think about the usual grind. You're exporting CSVs, you know, endless spreadsheets from Ads Manager. Then you're writing these long briefs for designers.
Oh, yeah. Been there.
Right. Maybe you're even trying to write specific prompts for different AI tools just to get one ad variant out the door. It's just it's all over the place. Very manual.
Disconnected. Yeah.
Exactly. So Best Ever wants to streamline all that, bring the data analysis, the creative part, and getting it ready for platforms all into one place.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So bypassing those classic bottlenecks.
Yeah.
For like the everyday marketer or maybe a small business owner, what does Best Ever actually do? How does it enable that?
Okay, so at its core, it takes your ad performance data, the raw numbers, and turns it directly into creatives, you know, ads that look good. And then it helps automate getting those ads onto platforms like Meta, LinkedIn, and TikTok.
Oh, the big ones.
Yeah. And it's just launched pretty recently. They even have a free plan to get started, gives you some credits to try it out. Quite generous, actually.
Interesting. And I heard there's a kind of philosophy behind it, too. Something about why ads have to be, well, ugly.
Exactly. That's a key part. It's not just about making ads prettier, though that helps. It's asking, fundamentally, why should ads be annoying or intrusive?
Right.
Best Ever's idea is that if ads are genuinely beautiful and relevant, they actually stop being interruptions. They could even, you know, improve the browsing experience.
That's a big claim. A paradigm shift, almost.
It is. And it ties into this vision of empowering smaller teams, solo entrepreneurs even. It's about leveling the playing field, you know, giving them access to the kind of ad intelligence and creative power that usually only big agencies have.
So it feeds into that one person, $1 billion company idea we hear about sometimes.
Kind of, yeah. It democratizes things, allows a smaller player to compete effectively. That's the real potential here.
Okay, let's get into the features. You mentioned competitor research. This sounds really interesting. It doesn't just show you their ads. It figures out why they're working. How deep does that go?
It goes pretty deep. It looks at the campaign's main focus, who they seem to be targeting,
yeah,
the creative angles they're using, like are they using certain calls to action, specific visual styles, things that are actually driving results for them.
Okay.
And then you can flip that lens onto your own data. You can literally ask your ad data questions in plain English.
Like what kind of questions?
Yeah, simple stuff like, which campaign got the most clicks in the last 30 days? Or maybe something more specific about an audience segment. And you get straightforward, actionable answers. It's almost like having your own personal AI media buyer.
Wow, okay. An AI media buyer. I like that.
Yeah, telling you where your budget might work best.
And then the creative side. So once you know what works, say from your own data or competitor insights, how does it help you make new ads? Does it just copy them or?
No, it's smarter than that. You take your best performers, right? Upload your brand kit logos, colors, fonts.
Okay.
And the AI generates multiple winning variants based on what works, but they're on brand and ready to go instantly.
Instantly. So no more back and forth trying to explain brand guidelines.
Exactly. It cuts out a huge chunk of that process. And even more, it can turn concepts into video.
Video. How does that work?
The AI handles the storyboarding, generating the scenes, putting it all together. It happens in minutes, supposedly, not days. It really changes the timeline for creative production.
That sounds incredibly efficient, but does it actually work? Any results?
Yeah, that's the key question, isn't it? According to the maker, and obviously this is their data, but they've reported seeing around a 20% improvement in lead generation for prospecting campaigns in some of their early tests and case studies.
A 20% lift is definitely significant.
Mm.
So wrapping this chart up, what's the main so what for someone listening? The practical takeaway.
I mean, the big thing is productivity. Huge unlocks there, especially if you don't have a big design team or agency budget. It saves time. It saves hassle.
Right. And their main goal, their North Star, as they say, is improving your actual results, right?
Yeah.
Your CPA, your ROAS.
Exactly. Cost per acquisition, return on ad spend. That's what they're aiming to improve for users.
And is this it, or are they planning more? What's next for Best Ever?
Oh, they're definitely not standing still. They've mentioned working on UGC-style formats coming soon.
UGC. User-generated content.
Yeah, exactly. Those ads that look more like organic posts, they often perform really well because they feel more authentic. They're also improving the editing tools within the platform and talking about automatically generating like over 100 variants at once. So lots of innovation still happening.
Wow. Okay. So continuous improvement. It really feels like Best Ever is a prime example of AI merging data analysis directly with the creative process. Hopefully this deep dive has given you, our listener, a useful shortcut to understanding what this tool is all about.
Yeah, and maybe a final thought to chew on. What does a tool like this mean for the future? How will businesses, especially the smaller, more agile ones, compete for attention online when tools like this become more common? It really points towards a democratization, doesn't it? Making these powerful ad creation and intelligence tools accessible to pretty much anyone with a good idea, something to think about.